亲爱的朋友，弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大伟弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们仍然要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是你们受了圣灵没有。在使徒行传第十九章，保罗传道走到以弗所的教会，看到这些虽然信了耶稣，却没有领受那父所应许的圣灵，他没有得着能力过着基督徒的生活。可是保罗知道这件事情是何等的重要，若没有圣灵，就没有办法启示耶稣那样真实的在我们生命里面。圣灵来了，一切都要改变，好像在黑暗中打开了光亮，使我们看到一切都是那样的真实。像父母抱着一个小孩子，他不会离开这个孩子不管，而在旁边陪伴着他，帮助的这个小孩子在这个世上过他的日子。而圣灵就是这样一位保惠师。我们今天虽然信了耶稣，但重要的一件事情仍然要受圣灵的充满，受圣灵的洗。愿神祝福你们，让我们一起来分享
使徒行传第十九章。
Read the first six verses.
我们来看第一节到第六节，使徒行传十九章第一到第六节。亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。保罗说，这样你们受的是什么洗呢？他们说，是约翰的洗。保罗说，约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的，就是耶稣。他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言。
Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
That was a question that Paul asked the church in Ephesus.
这是保罗问以弗所教会的人的问题。
That's one of the reasons I have felt in my heart to come up here to this area.
这就是我心中觉得说我要来到这个地方的原因。
I had a visit from some Chinese people about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years now.
差不多两年前有一些中国人来拜访我。
Because they attended a church that did not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为他们所去的教会不相信圣灵的洗。
And they wanted to know if there was a church here in Atlanta that for the Chinese people.That believed in the Holy Spirit.
他们想要知道在亚特兰大这里是否也有华人的教会是相信圣灵的。
Not just in his existence.
不只是相信圣灵的存在而已。
But in a definite experience of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
而是很确实的经验圣灵的内住。
There wasn't.
没有任何这样的教会。
And since that time, it's been much on my heart.
从那个时候我心中就有一个负担。
There should be a place where people can learn about the Holy Spirit and the Chinese people, I mean.
应该有一个地方人们可以去学习认识圣灵的，我讲的是中国人可以这样子。
And that's why I've wanted to come here.
这就是为什么我当初想要来到这里。
I was converted 65 years ago, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit 65 years ago.
我65年前信主，我65年前接受了圣灵的洗。
Not altogether.
不是全部的。
About 6 months apart.
差不多，不是一起的，差不多间隔了六个月的时间。
Because I knew that I needed the Holy Spirit in my Christian walk.
因为我知道我过基督徒的生活需要圣灵。
During these past months, I've ministered on the Holy Spirit.
在过去几个月来，我一直在传讲圣灵的事情。
What he does, why he's here.
讲了他做什么，
and why we need him.
他为什么在这里，我们为什么需要他。
But you can know all about who he is and what he does and still not have him.
但是你可以知道有关圣灵做的一切，他是谁，但是你还是没有拥有他。
The Holy Spirit is one of the three beings in the Godhead of the universe.
圣灵是宇宙之间三位一神其中的一位。
Jesus was also one.
耶稣也是其中一位。
There are three.
有三位。
Jesus came here to do a specific work.
耶稣来到这里做一个特定的工作。
Mainly to redeem us through his blood on the cross.
主要就是借着他的十字架，借着宝血买赎了我们。
When that work was done, he left.
当这个工作做成的时候，他就离开
了。But he said to his disciples, I'm not going to leave you orphans.
但是他说，我不会撇下你们为孤儿。
I'm sending the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit.
我要差遣三位一神的第三位，就是圣灵。
He called him several names.
他称他有好几个名字。
He called him the Spirit of Truth.
他曾经称圣灵为真理的灵。
He called him the Comforter.
也称他为保惠师。
He said he was one that will be with you and in you.
他说他会和你们同在，且在你们里面。
There were two phases.
有两方面。
And they had already had one phase, but they lacked one, and Jesus said to them, Stay in Jerusalem until he comes and puts his power within you.
他们早就有了一方面，但是他们缺乏另外一方面。所以耶稣跟他们说，你们要留在耶路撒冷，直到你们领受了从上头来的能力。
Every Christian needs a power of the Holy Spirit to lead a victorious Christian life.
每一个基督徒都需要圣灵才能够过一个得胜的生活。
We don't know God without the Holy Spirit.
若没有圣灵，我们就不认识神。
It's the Holy Spirit that's going to reveal God to us.
能够把神启示给我们的就是圣灵。
We won't be able to resist all the temptations without the Holy Spirit.
若没有圣灵，我们没有办法抵挡所有的试探。
He was sent here to be with us.
他被差遣来这里，要和我们在一起。
He was sent here to be a comfort.
他被差遣来这里，要来安慰我们。
He was sent here to give us power.
他被差遣来这里，要给我们能力。
He was sent here to give us guidance.
他被差遣来这里，要来引导我们。
He was sent here to be for us.The one that reveals the hidden God, the mysterious God.
他被差遣来是为了帮助我们，要把隐藏的神给显明出来。
For God is a great mystery.
因为神是很大的奥秘。
And we cannot know God except through revelation.
若不是借着启示，我们就没有办法认识神。
Revelation means a mystery that is you understand, but not by human reason.
所谓启示的意思就是有一个奥秘你了解了但是不是透过人的理性
If you can understand it with your brain and your mind it's not a mystery
如果你能够用你的脑子用你的心意来了解的话这就不是一个奥秘了
Mysteries is something that has to be revealed to us
奥秘必须是被开启给我们的
We have five senses
我们有五种感官
Our eyes
眼睛
Our ears
我们的耳朵
Nose A sense of touch
还有触觉
taste and smell,
还有味觉
but they do not work in mysteries
但是这些在奥秘当中是没有用的
none of those senses work in the spiritual realm
这五种感官在属灵的领域里面都行不通
but we have other senses
但是我们有另外的其他的感官
instead of going into them tonight I'm just going to mention that we have other senses
今天晚上我不细讲这些我只讲说我们有其他的感官
becauseWe are to be, especially when we're born again, we are to be spirit creatures.
因为尤其当我们重生的时候，我们应该是灵的动物。
Not just flesh and bones and blood.
不只是有血、有肉、有骨头。
But something far beyond that.
而是远超过那个的。
Creatures of a higher world.
是一个更高世界的动物。
But without the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to function in that world.
但是若没有圣灵，我们就没有办法在那个世界发挥功能。
It's sealed. It's out of our touch.
一切都封闭起来了，是我们摸不着的。
No one knows God except through revelation.
若不是借着启示，没有人认识神。
You can read about Him.
你可以读有关神的事情。
But you cannot know Him.
但是你没有办法认识他。
I can read a book.And I can read magazines, and I can read newspapers all about Clinton.
我可以读书，也可以读报纸，也可以
But unless I'm invited to the White House and can sit down and talk with him, I don't know him.
也可以读杂志有关克林顿总统的一切，但是除非我被邀请到白宫去跟坐下来跟他谈话，不然我根本就不认识他。
Only he himself can reveal himself to me.
唯有他他自己才能够把他自己显明给我。
Otherwise, it's just a name in a newspaper.
不然他只是报纸上的一个名字而已。
I cannot know God because I read His book.
我没有办法借着读神的书就认识了他。
Except the Holy Spirit revealed him to me.
除非圣灵把他启示给我。
In fact, the very Bible says of the Bible that the letter killeth.
事实上，圣经本身就有告诉我们说，字句叫人死。
It doesn't give me life.
他不会给我生命。
Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life."
耶稣说，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Not the words that are written in a book.
不是写在圣经上的话。
We need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵。
You need the Holy Spirit.
你需要圣灵。
And we need to learn to walk with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要学习与圣灵同行。
We need to recognize Him as one that walks with us through our daily life.
我们需要体认到他是在我们日常生活中与我们同行的那一位。
We need to learn to communicate with Him.
我们需要学习跟他沟通。
Even a higher word.
甚至一个更高的词
to fellowship with him.
与他相交
He was sent to the church for us.
他为我们被差遣到教会来
But many, many, many Christian people ignore him.
但是许许多多做基督徒的人都忽略他
They know nothing about him.
他们对圣灵一无所知
They have never received him into their life in a glorious experience.
从来就没有在很荣耀的经验当中接受圣灵进到他们的生命里
Those who have received him know it's a glorious experience.
那些已经接受了他的人知道这是一个荣耀的经验。
My wife was a Baptist girl.
我太太本来是去浸信会的。
The Baptist people at that time did not believe in the Holy Spirit as an experience, as a person.
那个时候浸信会的人不相信圣灵的位格。
Oh, they knew he was a member of the Godhead.
他们知道圣灵是三位一神的一位。
But they didn't believe in any relationship with him.
但是他们不相信跟圣灵有任何的关系。
But when my wife received the Holy Spirit in the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
但是当我太太接受了圣灵的洗的时候
it changed her whole life.
改变了她整个的生命。
One of the first things she did was went out and bought a new Bible.
她做的第一件事情就是出去买了一本新的圣经。
Oh, she had one and read it many times.
她以前有一本圣经而且读过很多次了。
But she said, now it speaks to me.
但是他说现在圣经会对我说话
Now it's alive.
现在圣经是活着的
The second thing, and it wasn't very far apart
第二件事情这两件事情隔的时间 不是很远
He made Jesus a real living person in her life
就是圣灵使得耶稣在我太太的生命中
He began to reveal
成为一个活的
Jesus to her
他把耶稣启示给他
He began to open her ears to understand and hear him.
他开始开我太太的耳朵能够听到他的话。
He opened her lips to speak.
而且开我太太的口让她说。
Speak things she didn't know what she was saying.
说一些她都不晓得自己在说的是什么。
But she was talking to him. She wasn't talking to Chinese.
但是她是在跟神说话她不是在跟中国人说话。
English.
他也不是在用英文跟别人说话。
She began to communicate with him.
他开始跟神沟通。
In fact, she got so caught up in her new language that she couldn't speak English for many hours.
事实上，他整个人都沉浸在他新的语言当中，有好几个小时，他英文都说不出来了。
Very late at night when we got home from church.
当我们从教会回家已经是晚上很晚的时候
She was still speaking in another language.
他还是在讲另外一种语言。
And she said, "Oh, what will my mother say?"
他说：“哎呀，不晓得我妈妈会说什么。”
Because she couldn't speak in English.
因为她没有办法说英文。
She was just so full of this other language.
因为她里面就是这么充满了另外一种语言。
And talking to him, and it was so real to her.
而且在跟神说话，神对她来讲变得这么的真实。
She didn't know what she was saying.
她不晓得自己在说什么。
And she didn't know what he was saying.
她也不晓得神在说什么。
Here. But she knew it here.
他虽然头脑里不晓得
was having a wonderful time.
但是心里晓得他有一段很美好的时光
But her mother was a Baptist and didn't believe in such things.
但是他的母亲是浸信会的人不相信这样的事情
What will I do when I walk in a house and I can't say hello to my mother?
他说当我走到家里的时候没有办法跟我妈打招呼的时候我怎么办呢
Well, as soon as she walked in the door, English came back.
当他一走进门的时候英文又回来了
It gives us communication.
这使我们能够沟通。
Not only in tongues we don't know, but in tongues we do know.
不只是用我们不晓得的方言，也用我们知道的语言。
Because it puts prayer in a way high place of reality.
因为这使得祷告进到一个更高的真实的地方。
I'm not just saying words stupidly in the air.
我不是只是很愚笨的在对空中说话。
I'm not saying words to an unknown creator and hope he hears it and hope he answers does what I want.
我也不是在对一位不认识的神说话，希望他能听我的，而且能够回答我的需要。
Just like we used to pray to our idols.
就像我们以前跟偶像祷告一样。
But now I'm talking to one that hears me, and I know he hears me.
但是现在
and I know he will answer.
我在对一位说话，我知道他在听我的，而且我知道他会应允。
Just before Jesus ascended into the clouds.
就在耶稣升到天上之前
He said to his disciples
他对他的门徒说
Now he'd already told them he wanted to go into all the world and preach the gospel
耶稣早就已经跟他们讲要他们进到世界各地去传福音
But the last thing he said
但是他说的最后一件事
Don't go yet
你们还不要去
Stay and wait for the Holy Spirit to come to you
留在这里等圣灵临到你
Because you must have a powerThat you don't have to be able to do what I want you to do.
因为你要做，要能够做我要你做的事情，你必须有一种能力，这是你现在还没有的。
So stay here until you're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost.
所以你就留在这里，只等着你得着了圣灵的能力。
And they waited 10 days.
他们等了十天。
And they would have waited 20 if they had to.
他们如果必要的话，
or
30.20 days,
I waited 6 months.
30 days, 我等了6 months.
But every day I was seeking God, I want that spirit to come into my heart and rule in my life.
我都寻求说神啊，我要那位圣灵进到我的生命来掌管我的生命。
A very personal experience.
那是很个人的经验。
And when it came, it was a beautiful experience.
当他来的时候是很美的经验。
And it lasted for hours.
持续好几个小时。
And he gave me another language, in fact, 2 or 3 languages.
他给我另外的语言，甚至其实有2-3种语言。
I know some of them.
有一些我知道。
Because I've talked to people that knew the language I was talking, but I didn't know what I was saying. They told me.
因为我曾经跟一些人谈，他们知道我在讲的话，我自己不晓得什么，但是他们跟我讲了。
But my whole concept.Of God and the things of God was changed.
但是我对神的事情还有神的整个观念都改变了。
It's like a deep twilight, the sun's almost gone, but you can still see.
就好像是黄昏的时候，太阳已经几乎消失了，但是你还是能够看到那个。
You won't stumble against the chairs.
你还是能够看到光，你不会
and you won't fall across something.
撞到椅子，你也不会因为有些东西把你绊倒。
But you walk towards the wall.And put on the light.
但是你就朝着墙走，然后打开灯来。
It's the same house.
是同样的房子。
It's the same furniture.
同样的家具。
But everything is different.
但是一切都不一样了。
Now it's brilliant.
现在一切都明亮了。
Now every corner you can see.
现在你看得到每一个角落。
Because the light has been turned on.
因为灯已经打开来了。
And it's like that in our souls when the Holy Spirit comes, it's like you turn the light on.
当圣灵来的时候，就像是把灯打开了一样。
And everything becomes new and vivid and real.
一切都变成新的、真实的、生动的。
That's why Paul, when he came to visit this church,
这就是为什么当保罗去拜访那个教会的时候
，They didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他们不相信圣灵的。
They didn't know anything about it.
他们对这个一无所知。
But they were Christians.
但是他们是基督徒。
And the first thing Paul said.After sitting through one service and realizing they weren't very alive, the light wasn't on much.
保罗当他参加了一次的聚会，然后发觉说他们并不是很有生命，因为光还没有临到他们。然后他说的第一件事情
，Have you received the Holy Spirit since you have been converted?
他问的就是你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
？Holy Spirit, what's that?
那个是什么呢
？We don't know anything about it.
我们对这个一无所知。
So he told them about it.
所以保罗就告诉了他们。
How that when Jesus left, he didn't just leave us back on our own.
当耶稣离开的时候，他不是离开撇下我们独自。
When Jesus was here, he was always helping his disciples.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他总是帮助他的门徒。
One way or another.
不管是用什么方式。
He had to rescue them from trouble 3 or 4 times.
有3-4次，他必须救他们脱离困难。
Peter was sinking and he was about ready to drown.
彼得在下沉，已经快要淹死了。
Jesus, help me!
耶稣帮助我。
Well, he did.
耶稣做了。
They were hungry. He gave them to eat.
门徒饿了，耶稣给他们吃。
They saw that there was a power with them, and they felt secure.
他们看到有一种能力，他们觉得很安全。
Jesus is here.
耶稣在这里。
And he'll protect us.
他会保护我们。
And he did.
他做了。
Even when the people were angry with him, he said, "Don't touch them. You want to touch me, touch me, but don't touch them."
即使人们生他们生耶稣的气，他说你不要去碰他们。
He healed him. He healed Peter's mother.
耶稣医治了很多人，他医治了彼得的岳母。
But now he left them.
然后就是。
Now who's going to take care of us in this world?
耶稣离开了他们，那么在这世上谁能够照顾我们了？
And that's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么耶稣差遣圣灵来。
You say, well, why didn't he come like Jesus did?
你会说，那为什么圣灵来的时候不是像耶稣那样子的呢？
He couldn't.
他没有办法这样。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Can anyone tell me why?
有没有人能够告诉我为什么？
If he did, they crucify him.
如果圣灵也像耶稣那样来的话，人们就会把他钉死。
Just like they did Jesus.
就像他们对耶稣做的一样。
So he came in spirit form, so they can't touch him.
所以他就用灵的形式来的，使人们没有办法摸着他。他太聪明了，他没有办法胜过。
He knew that people would hate him.
他知道人们会恨他。
And they hate his followers, and that's why they crucify and burn at the stake and put in concentration camps and all kinds of terrible things.To people that have the Holy Spirit.
而且人们也恨跟随他们的人，他们甚至把那些有圣灵的人烧死，或者是绑在木桩上，或者下到集中营里面。
Over in China right now, right tonight, there is over 1 million Pentecostal or charismatic believers that are in the concentration camp.
就在今天晚上，在中国，在集中营里面的基督徒，灵恩的基督徒，
For only one reason,
有超过100万人。
The people that walk with the devil hate God.
只有一个原因，因为与魔鬼同行的人恨神。
And they want to kill him if they can.
他们如果能的话，就想要把这些人杀死。
But the Holy Spirit didn't come in body like Jesus did.
但是圣灵并不是像耶稣一样带着身体来。
But he's just as real and just as powerful.
但是他是一样的真实，一样有能力的。
Because the same word that's used for the Holy Spirit is the same word used for Jesus.
因为用来形容圣灵的字就跟用来讲耶稣的字是一样的。
The first word that Jesus used for the Holy Spirit was the word paraclete.
耶稣用来提到圣灵的第一个字叫做 paraclete.
And Jesus himself is also called paraclete.
耶稣自己也被称为 paraclete.
That means a divine helper.
这意思就是神圣的帮助者。
Literally, it means one that's going to be beside you to help you all the time.
他的字面上的意思就是随时都会在你的旁边帮助你的那一位。
And that's really why we're here.
这就是我们在这里真正的原因。
That people might learn to know and receive and walk in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
好让人们能够学习并且领受行在圣灵的洗当中。
We come with the same question that Paul came with. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?
我来的时候是带着跟保罗一样的问题，就是你们信的时候。
That you are believers, or practically all of you, I assume.
受了圣灵没有？我想你们。
Maybe one or two are not, but.
绝大多数的人都是信徒了，或许一两个人还不是。
That can be remedied also.
但是那个也有办法。
But have you received that empowering?
你是否已经领受了那个能力
？That tremendous.Implantation of the Spirit of God into your very bodies.
就是神的灵很强的就住在了你的身体里面。
I know of one man. In fact, I know several, but I'll tell you of one.
我知道有我认识一个人，我知道有好几个这样的例子。我跟你们讲一个。
His name is Mr. Lake.
他的名字就是 Lake 先生。
He was a missionary in Africa.
他是非洲的一个宣教士。
And.In where he was living, there came what they call the bubonic plague.
在他们住的地方产生了一种灾病，一种瘟疫。
A very, very dangerous disease.
是一种非常非常危险的疾病。
Thousands died.
有成千上万的人死了。
In fact, before it was over, millions died.
事实上，在那个瘟疫结束之前，好几百万人死了。
And the doctors took care of themselves very, very carefully.
医生都非常非常小心地照顾自己。
They wore masks and gloves and a special suit.
他们都会戴面具、戴手套、戴了穿了特别的衣服。
To even try to treat those people a little bit.
就是甚至就是想要稍微去治疗那些人一点点。
But Reverend Lake He was attending all these sick people and helping them and carrying them out of the house to the cart that carried away the dead people.
但是这位那个牧师他在帮助那些有病的人，在帮他们送到医院去，还有把他们就是搬到车子上，搬到那些死尸的车子上。他每天都在做这样的事情。
And the doctor said to him, "Listen, you're gonna die. Leave them alone."
那医生就跟他们跟这位牧师说：“你这样子的话，你自己会丧命的。你不要管那些人。
”I can't die.
那这位牧师就笑了，他说：“我不会死的。
”And they kept after him, and he kept working.
那些人不断的劝他，他还是不断的工作。
Finally, one day he says, "All right.I'll show you."
就有一天他跟那些人说好我给你们看好了。
He went to a doctor's office.
他就到了一个医生的办公室里去。
He said, now, the liquid, the spittle that's running out of this dead man's mouth is full of those germs.
他说从那个死的人的嘴里流出来的口水充满了那种细菌。
He said, take a scraping, put it on your microscope,and see if they're alive or not.
他说你把那个他的口水拿一点点放到显微镜下看那些细菌是不是活着的。
The doctor did.
医生就这样做了。
They were all alive.
都是活着的。
He said, now watch.
他说好你现在在看。
He reached down and scraped in his hand off the man's dead man's cheeks, held it in his hand.Said, now put it on your microscope.
然后呢，他就用手去擦那个死的人的口水，然后跟医生说：“好，现在你再把我的手放在显微镜下。”
They couldn't find one germ alive.
他们找不到一个活的细菌。
He said, the life is in me.
他说生命是在我的里面。
They can't touch me.
他们碰不了我。
You see what I mean?
知道我的意思吗？
He is life.
他是生命。
He is power.
他是能力。
He is the creator.
他是创造主。
In the very first word of the book of Genesis,
在创世纪最早的话
we find the Holy Spirit is there.
我们发现圣灵就在那里了。
When God created the earth,
当神创造了地球的时候
the Holy Spirit was there.
圣灵就在那里。
He was in creation.
他在创造中。
He was taking care of creation.
他在照顾受造物。
He was creating.
他在创造。
You see, the Godhead,The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all work together.
三位一神，父子圣灵，他们都一起工作的。
And he has come now to replace Jesus because he loves us very much.
他现在已经来要代替耶稣，因为他非常爱我们。
You love your children.
你爱你的孩子。
You're not going to leave them alone.
你不会撇下他们。
You want to be there, take care of them, and help them, and in every way you can.
你会尽量的在旁边帮助他们，照顾他们。
God loves his children more than that, more than you do.
神爱他的孩子也超过你。
When Jesus was ready to go, he said, "I'm not going to leave you alone."
当耶稣要去的时候，他说我不会撇下你们。
You're not going to be orphans.
你们不会成为孤儿。
You're not going to be abandoned.
你们不会被抛弃。
I'm sending my Spirit to be with you.
我要差遣我的圣灵和你们在一起。
He is going to do all the things I did.
他会做我所做的一切。
And you should look through the book of Acts. That's just what happened.
当你看《使徒行传》的时候，那就是发生的事情。
The Holy Spirit did through the disciples just what Jesus did through his own body.
圣灵借着门徒做的，就像当初耶稣他亲身做的一样。
He raised the dead.
他们使死人复活。
He took care of all kinds of healing. He cast out, took, just cast out devils.
有各种各样的医治，他们会赶鬼。
Everything that Jesus done, he did.
耶稣所做的一切门徒也做。
I'm with you now.
耶稣他说现在我和你们在一起。
I'm taking Jesus' place because if someone didn't, if they came like Jesus, they'd kill him again.
圣灵说现在我代替了耶稣，因为如果圣灵又像耶稣一样来的话，人们就会把他杀死。